This is a journey to the past that begins right around the corner. A real American hometown. The sound of her hands. Native cultures around the world all speak about energy vortexes, places in the earth where the physical and spiritual coordinates create a deep resonance within the human soul, places possessed of great mystery and potentially of great wisdom, where simply by breathing you're doing all you need to do, where standing still you find yourself exactly where you need to be. Right now, that would be on the northeast corner of 25th and Wabash Avenue, staring up the steeple to the huge main building of the Rose Orphans Home. It's 5:30 a.m. on Friday, June 25th, 1926, but the loud clanging bell you're hearing would ring at exactly the same time if it were Monday or Thursday or New Year's Day. From this perspective, you can see that when the ringing began, bright yellow lights appeared suddenly in the smaller buildings to either side. These are the cottages, a gentle word to describe stark, open rooms of 30 to 40 beds that constitute the orphans' living quarters. To the left, cottage number one, the girls' residence. To the right, cottages two and three for the boys. You notice the profiles of movement almost immediately. Before a second bell rings in 45 minutes, each child will have to turn his mattress, make her bed, wait in line for sinks and toilets, and dress for the day. This process is overseen by the cottage matron, who clapped her hands briskly with the sound of the bell and the abrupt switching on of the lights. This strict regimen is adjusted only to include added responsibility. The older children will assist the younger ones, and every child past the age of six has chores to do. Some of these, like furniture dusting, porch scrubbing, and table setting, must be done before 6:30. So it is the children responsible for these tasks that you see running from their cottages to the main building a little shy of 6 a.m. The others will assemble at the sound of the second bell at 6:15. On the first floor of each cottage, the orphans will gather, lining up, shortest to tallest, perfectly silent, and surely all present and accounted for. After all, where else in the world could these children possibly go?